going to tell us something which is the most important piece of knowledge that we could have in this world, and yet at the very same time the most difficult one to integrate. So he wrote in the last paragraph that the greatest pleasure that man could have is Olam Haba, and in effect man seeks pleasure, and we should seek Olam Haba. We'll talk another time what's the Shem Shemayim of it. Why is the Shem Shemayim? I know it's not Amanas the Kabbal Schar, it's a shmooze for another time. But the greatest pleasure is Olam Haba. But it's important, and as I say, this is the most important piece of knowledge that we could have, and yet at the very same time, the most difficult one to assimilate. Where is the place that a person could truly find satisfaction in a spirit with the Shekhinah? Is who Olam Haba, only in Olam Haba, not in this world. This world is a physical world. It's a world of Gashmias. And we cannot ever fully relate to the world of Ruchnias. The Chiddush of a Moshe Rabbeinu that he reached is a Shailen Chazal, if he reached the 49th level or the 50th level of Ruchnias. But whatever it is, it's the max that a human being could conceivably reach, and no one else can reach that. And even for a Moshe Rabbeinu, there is some consequence of being a physical being. That's mavdil, that's somewhat, at some measure, a barrier between himself and the Rabbeinu Shalom. So the realization that this world is not the place we can experience the greatest pleasure. And the reason he writes, it is only the circumstances of a fully spiritual world in which a person could truly delight in his association with Shekhinah. And what is the nature of this world? And he's, in the other version of the Mesilas Yesharim, he goes to great length to explain what the other possibility is. What are the two possibilities that are reasonable? Whether man was put in this world basically to enjoy this world, and the mitzvahs were to keep him in line, that he shouldn't lose himself totally in this world and remember his association with the Rabbeinu Shalom, his responsibilities, the Rabbeinu Shalom gave him mitzvahs. Which is an important conception, because that really, that conception of mitzvahs is the conception of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, within the context of a Ben Noach, there's a machlokes in the Gemara and Zvachim. I believe Rabbi Akiva is the one that says that a non-Jew can bring karbonos, that's everyone agrees to, but a non-Jew could only bring an oilo, he cannot bring a shlomo. It's a machlokes tanaim. The view of Rabbi Akiva is that to sanctify the physical cannot exist in this world, except if a person has Torah, only with Torah. Without Torah, it's an impossibility. Without Torah, a person is, the parameters of his life are dictated by biology. That's his life. The mitzvahs to keep him from going too far afield. So an oila you can have, spirituality you can experience, the sanctification of the material, that's something else. That's beyond him. Torah gives us the ability to sanctify the material. So the view that this world is basically a person was created for this world and the mitzvahs to keep him in line is appropriate in Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. That's exactly what they are. But not for us, and especially the fact, why do we have such an abundance of mitzvahs? As the Ramchal writes, we wouldn't need so many mitzvahs for that. The mitzvahs that we're going to do in this world, as we'll see, it's through this world that we arrive in Olam Haba. So the purpose is Olam Haba, and that's why we have such a broad Torah. And that's what a mishpat is so demanding. But the tachlis is Olam Haba. But how do we get to Olam Haba? through our endeavors in this world. And this is what Chazal of Taurus and Abbas, this is the entranceway to Olam Haba. If you go into a building and you go through the corridors, most of the time the corridors are nondescript. I mean, sometimes you go to a fancy public building, they have fancy halls, you know, beautiful halls, well executed. But normally corridors in a building are very plain Jane, plain vanilla. There's nothing much to them. What's significant is where they bring you to. You go inside an office, it's furnished well, it's lit well, etc. There's an ambience to it. The hallway is a hallway, and that's all. Like any other hallway you've seen in your life. Olam Hazeh, the bottom line is Domel Prozdor. It's a hallway. It's all it is. Through that hallway, we enter Olam Haba. But what's significant is the Olam Haba. The Prozdor is forgettable. So that understanding that we live ultimately for Olam Haba. We ask the Rebbeinu Shalom that the passage through this world should be a pleasant one. But the purpose is Olam Haba, not this world at all. That's not the purpose. It's the most important piece of knowledge we could have, because that really establishes the framework for our whole life, what we're here for, what life is about. But it's the hardest piece of information to integrate, because it goes against our sense of reality. We're physical beings in a physical world with physical and finite dimensions. The infinite is too infinite for us finite beings. But that's the challenge of life, is to clarify, yisbar v'yisamas, as we said. First, to know that something is true intellectually, and yisamas, to be convinced absolutely that it's true. First to determine what's true, and then to be absolutely convinced that it's true. So that is the project of this world, Ramchal says. Not an easy project. But he's already introduced us to the foundation stone, the realization that this is the means to get to Olam Haba. But I go by side, we have to see each other Tuesday. Hey. Yeah.